Item six. A resolution to develop, a resolution by Supervisor Rainey to develop a minority impact statement ordinance for all Milwaukee County resolutions, contracts, and grants greater than $300,000.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Today I'm proposing that a minority impact statement be applied to all Milwaukee County resolutions, contracts, and grants greater than $300,000. I arrived at the number of $300,000 per Act 14. $300,000 is the amount that the Milwaukee County Board is able to review. Minority impact statements are utilized in Oregon, Iowa, Minnesota, and Connecticut, and they're analogous to environmental impact statements, and which are required on federal and state projects. Essentially, if minority impact statements gives us as supervisors another tool to allow us to examine the potential ramifications of the policies that we propose. To give you an example, say for example, we want to close a pool. Minority impact statement will be produced and it will show exactly what the impact will have, meaning the impact on the disabled or the elderly. My definition of minority is based on the definition, the census definition, which includes women, disabled, the elderly, Native Americans, Alaskan Natives, Asian and Pacific Islanders, Hispanic Latinos, and African Americans. Here in Milwaukee County, we have the most ethnically diverse county in the state. Here in Milwaukee, we have 41% African Americans and 35% of Latinos living in poverty. We have, according to studies, at least 50,000 female householders below the poverty line. We have 15.2% of Milwaukee County's population has some type of disability. 16.9% of Milwaukee County is 60 years of age or older, and 33% of women own firms here in Milwaukee County. I believe that gives us the climate that says that we need something such as a minority impact statement to allow us supervisors to gauge the long-term outcomes of the things that we propose to supervisors. I would move for approval of this item. I hope the committee will support it.
Okay. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am supportive of this this particular resolution, in as much as I feel that with the minority impact statement, it's an opportunity for supervisors to get more information, particularly demographic information that relates to people's financial situation. So I am in support of this resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just out of curiosity, to the sponsor and supervisor, is there a cost to this?
$0. The physical note is of $0. So there's no cost. The onus will be now on Corporation Council to develop the policy and for CBDP to implement it.
Thank you.
Vice Brother.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would ask the author's consent to be added as a co-sponsor.
Be honored.
The resolution in question.
Absolutely.
I would too, Mr. Chairman, without any objection.
Seeing no objection, so ordered. Supervisors Broderick and Johnson are added as co-sponsors. Supervisor Teskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is to Supervisor Rainey. Did you have a chance to talk with Director of the Office of Community Business Development, about this, and are they going to be able to provide the information that you're looking for?
Mr. Chair, committee members, I spoke with Mr. Ruben Anthony maybe a month or two ago about the development of such a policy. He was supportive. Last night I emailed him the actual policy along with the physical note. He hasn't responded yet. We had a 3:00 meeting and he had an agenda set. He had a 10, so we had to cancel. But he's supportive of it, at least initially he was. I've yet to determine exactly, where he stands upon reading it.
Yesterday, Director Tyler told us that might have been our last sighting of Dr. Anthony, so it sounds like they may have a new director coming on board in the next cycle. But other questions or comments? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to commend my colleague for this resolution. I also support the impact statement, and I look forward to the results. And I just had one question. Were you able to backdate it to the budget? Did you get an answer on that?
It can't be applied retroactively, but it will be, because the budget is a resolution, it will be applied to the budget.
Okay. And since Supervisor Rennie is collecting co-sponsors, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor as well.
You know you'll be in fourth place, though, right?
Right.
Supervisor Stafford.
And, you know, and he wasn't accepting co-sponsors at first.
Oh.
So now he is, so I'd like to be added. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stafford is added as a co-sponsor, seeing the election. We do have a comment card from Dr. Robert E. Baker III. Doctor. When did I miss that one? All right. Speaking in favor.
Well, since I don't want to mess up Supervisor Rainey's momentum, but I'm proud that the county is looking at this. We've heard going back even from a 2006 election with then-candidate Chisholm, we talked about a lot of the statistics that have come out, and he said I needed the tools to fix some of this stuff, and I'm proud that our county's government is being bold at this moment, and you know, I was going to look for all the stats, but it's in the resolution, and so we need to keep moving. And I'm appreciate any community support that we can gather around this. We're ready to and willing to do that.
Very good, Dr. Coleman.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. We just saw this as it was posted on the agenda, so I'm just wondering if Supervisor Rainey can talk a little bit more about the scope of this and in terms of how many resolutions, contracts, and grants the county has and the workload this might create and the fiscal impact of that. I think it would help the county executive figure out whether to support it or...
I'm not aware of the scope or the magnitude that the impact statement will be applied to, the activities of the county. I certainly don't want to make an unjust due burden on the administration. However, I believe that the minorities here in Milwaukee County have experienced unjust due burden for quite some time, and this legislation is intended to alleviate some of that, hopefully, at least to drive discussion with data so that we can make decisions. So, again, the onus is on Corporation Council to develop it and implement it. So there's models around the country in Iowa, Connecticut, Oregon, in which this has been done, and I believe Milwaukee County certainly has the ability to do it as well.
Was there other comment or question, Dr. Coleman?
Chairman, I'm wondering if those states, the limit is 300,000.
Well, they don't have it, Act 14 in those states. We're the only municipality in which a government was reduced, so this is a unique situation.
Not sure how the two things are related.
Well, the $300,000 threshold was a reaction to Act 14. That was why that was the threshold selected. So, because those are the only contracts that have direct consideration of the county board in Milwaukee County due to Act 14. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as I said earlier, Dr. Colton, I just believe that this will provide more information to supervisors to help them understand how a particular contract or matter would affect minorities in the county. So I think this is informational. This process is minority impact statement would be informational and would give us information by which we could understand better how such a contract would impact upon minorities. At least that's my take on it.
That's correct.
Dr. Coleman?
My understanding is the proposal at the state that's been proposed by Senator Harris, and I think some of the other states look at legislation that's specifically crime legislation, not all any resolution.
Right.
So I don't know if you consider
for environmental impact statement is applied to all environmental activities, whether you're digging a hole or you're working with water. So regardless if it's criminal correctional statements or if it's financial statements, it's still minority impact statements. So regardless of the application, the intent is still the same.
Was the point of the comment that you would support it in a correctional nature? Was there some distinction for the administration in terms of you would support it in that context, but not in the context that's proposed? Or I don't want to read into your comment, I guess.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm just trying to gather a little information just because it would have been nice to know a little bit more about this proposal prior to just a couple days ago. I think
it's been on Legistar for a while now.
A couple days. But I think it's the intent of it is obviously a worthy intent, and it would be great to have a conversation about it.
Mr. Chair, I hope the executive is in support of it. Thank you.
Just for clarification, Supervisor Rainey, so the proposal sends this item to the administration, sends it to the department to develop a proposed ordinance, and so
correct.
They'll largely drive the process in terms of what this impact statement would look like. And
correct. At some point, the administration will report back to us exactly how they designed the statement, and then we can go from there. If we see any necessary changes that we would like to, you know, apply, we can do that then.
Okay. So I think, concerns or whatnot, hopefully the administration in the development of such a proposal would be able to deal with those. I think there, as we've discussed, I have some of my own concerns. I
understand. For example, I will hope Corporation Council will consider, independent entities such as Sewer PAC maybe to conduct the study and provide us with, impartial information. But at this juncture, it's the onus on them to determine how exactly it should be applied.
Okay. See, any other questions or comments? Motion is for approval. I'm sorry, for adoption by Supervisor Rainey.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Saskunas. Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Okay. Item 7, please.